When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Sip, you mentioned an interesting stat, 27 plays, negative 11 yards for Nebraska in overtime the last 10 years. Is that right? Is that what you said?
Yeah, eight times.
Okay.
Well, eight straight overtime loss.
We're joined now by Husker Alliance Sean Callahan. Sean, good morning. How do you explain that unbelievable lack of success Nebraska's had over the last 10 years in overtime, Sean, including Friday night?
It's really an unbelievable stat. I mean, I don't even know how you explain it. I don't know who could come up with the research because it would take a lot of time, but there can't be anything close to it in college football. And I feel like we've said that regarding Nebraska football a lot over the last 20 years in terms of just streaks and bad luck situations. Because there's been some thrilling ones. I always remember the one in Miami.
Okay.
If I remember, they were down 24 points in regulation. Nebraska had to score three times, and they had to go for three times,
right.
And they did it. And Al Golden was on the ropes, and then Tommy Armstrong throws a pick, like the first throw of overtime. And it's like, God, I mean, they made this unbelievable comeback in Miami, and then just had it all, fall down at the end of the game. And there's so many of those like that. And Friday night was the same way. They had a negative first play. And I always feel like overtime, it's all about getting that first down. You get that first down, and things kind of get rolling. And Nebraska obviously hasn't been able to really do that in a long time.
Yeah, the reset didn't go well for Nebraska. Some of this, Sean, is just a matter of better players. You need better players. And Nebraska hopes they got one in Dayton Raiola. Dayton Raiola commits to Nebraska on Sunday. The brother of Dylan, obviously, son of Dominic. A nephew of Donovan. What do you think of Dylan down in Buford? Or excuse me, Dayton down in Buford. a lot of Raiolas.
Yeah, Dayton's a talented quarterback. I mean, he's got a lot of potential, a lot of upside. He's got to wait, for his opportunity. He didn't get started as a sophomore, which for a lot of 2026 prospects that are in the country, they've started as sophomores. In most cases, and Dayton had to wait behind his brother last season. So he won a hotly contested battle. There was another transfer that came into Buford that was gunning for the job, and Dayton beat him out head to head. And that kid left and transferred and left in the middle of the season already. So he's gone through some adversity, but he's taken his team to a really good start record wise. He's big and strong. He's got a great arm, just like his brother. And I think playing in Buford is going to make him better. And clearly Nebraska saw enough in these first, four or five or six games of the season to make the decision to bring him in. But he also saw enough. I think Dayton Raiola, after watching the first month of Nebraska football, made the call, like, hey, I want to be a part of this and let the coaches know. So he is the first 2026 commit for Nebraska here in the recruiting class.
So by Sean Callahan. Sean, the first two games, the defense played very well for Nebraska. The last two, again, 3 points, Northern Iowa, not bad. A lot of yards in that game. And then, of course, the Illinois game, 31 points and some issues getting off the field on third down. What's happened the last 2 weeks, in your opinion, defensively?
They've just worn down, and they're not winning on those early rundowns. That stat that we've hammered all week with the 19 first down runs for over 5.5 yards a pop. It's allowed drives to extend, and that was what Brett Bielema said. He's like, look, I wanted to wear down Nebraska. I wanted to keep Nash Hutmacher and Ty Robinson on the field, for 6 or 7 plays in a row, because that was going to eventually mount up. So they can't get off the field right now, and they're just not putting themselves in great third downs. And then when they are, I feel like they're getting schemed. I mean, when you see Princewell and James Williams come into these games as pass rushers, Illinois schemed around it and figured out ways. I mean, there's one play where we saw Princewell get shoved by a tight end 10 yards down the field. They find a matchup to take some of those guys out, or that they'll just run right by them when they rush up the field. So I think some of it's schematics too, with how they've been Illinois at least attack them with personnel on Friday night.
Sean Callahan joins us. Sean, Kydren Jenkins, that is a name for everybody to know this week. Kydren Jenkins, he smoked Nebraska in a lot of cases last year. He had 4.5 tackles for loss in one game.
Whoa.
He had 4.5 tackles for loss in one game against Nebraska last year. He had 16 tackles against Oregon State last week. He will probably line up on the edge, maybe over Gunnar Gatula. Is Gunnar ready for this?
Yeah, it's going to be an interesting matchup, especially the Micah Mazzucca element to it.
Right.
Do they know this already? Can Micah Mazzucca kick out to left tackle? I think he can. It's whatever's going on behind the scenes. Will Matt Rhule put him out? He played, though. Matt Rhule will fire back and say he played in the game last week on special teams. So it's not like he's suspended from playing. But we'll, next week, put him out there. And I think that there would have been a chance that Mazzucca played on the O-line, but Gatula held his own and did a fine job in the first half and the third quarter. The overtime was probably where, things got pretty nuts with the blitzes and things. But that will be – and that was my burning question on Big Red Wrap-Up last night. I said, can Nebraska's offensive line hold up, knowing that there's a couple of really good edge rushers that play for Purdue? This will be a real test for Nebraska.
What about Purdue's offense? Particularly, what is there anything that concerns you about Purdue's offense?
Well, Maccabee and Love are good running backs.
Yeah, Reggie Love.
And they're physical running backs, the way they play. So I think this is going to give them a good test in that sense. And everybody knows what Purdue's going to try to do. I mean, I think Nebraska's put it on film the last couple of weeks, how to attack them. So I do think them, and the tight end for Purdue is really a good tight end too.
I wish I had his name.
Ohio football fans, picture this. You bet on your favorite player to score the first touchdown, and he throws an awesome block so his teammate can score instead. If this happens, BetMGM wants to give you another chance at the end zone. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you'll get your stake back if your first touchdown scorer scores second instead. That's right. Bet on any pro football player to score the first touchdown of the game. If you're right, you win. If your player scores second, you get your stake back in cash. Everyone knows the most exciting part of football is the score. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you have a chance to keep the fun going even after the first player crosses the goal line. Plus, you can enjoy second chance all season long. Place a first TD scorer wager today. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
His name is Max Clair. He's their leading receiver.
Okay.
So that's another he's a good receiver, not a good blocker like Illinois had, but he's a guy to watch in the receiving game. He's their number one receiver.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the guy to keep there. And they've got a good offensive line. Mebo is an accomplished guy that plays tackle for them. So they've got some good linemen.
Sean, always good stuff. Thanks for the time. We'll chat with you again next week.
Sean, good job.
Thanks, guys.
Husker Online, Sean Callahan.
Kydren Jenkins
it's a heck of a stat.
Well, they had two really good edge guys last year. One of them transferred. Jenkins stayed. They were the, Bill, you're going to kill me for saying, they're the best players I saw on defense last year that came into Lincoln. I will say that. Oh, wait, now that's tough to say because Michigan came into Lincoln, but they were really good. They did a lot of damage. I mean, how do you have 4.5 tackles for loss in one game? It rarely happens.
It's hard to do.
I agree. Sometimes teams don't have that.
I just think that the one of the things that just stood out in that game to me, because you talk about, you know, can Mazuka kick out or like that, is that Katula did just fine.
Okay.
There wasn't one part. Now, he's young. I get all those parts. Yeah. That's why there was somebody else ahead of him. But I didn't.
Right. Two people.
There was never a time when you said like that, well, what happened in the game? It was real simple. It was the tackle spot.
Nope.
That wasn't what happened. There was an offsides. I get that.
No.
But, I mean, how many times offsides happen during a game? Different things happen.
I mean, trust me, I know. I've watched a lot.
And so,
a lot of jumps.
Like I said, I just don't think that was the
no. I get you. I'm with you on that, Bill. And maybe they just say, Gunner, you got to block Kydren Jenkins.
You said 16 tackles last week, though?
Yeah, 16. In one game.
And they had a bad defensive game, but he was incredible, though.
Yeah, he's good. He's legit. I think
Oregon State lost everybody. Everybody, when they went to the Pac-2, anybody that their best players all went to Michigan State. They all went with them. It's like, no, we're not staying here. Then everyone else went someplace else. They couldn't even field a team, basically, and they scored 38. Mm. They scored 38.
Mm, okay.
Yeah. And the week before, I was going to be, all right,
Civil War,
the Steel's going to get real against Oregon until Oregon scored like 100 points. Yeah,
they got hot.
I get it. I hear you. Yeah. And they had an easy time with Purdue.
Purdue threw, I know they ran the ball decent. They threw for 50 yards. They threw it for 50. Hudson Card threw for 50 yards.
9-point spread for Saturday. Yes, Nebraska's favored by 9. Nebraska was favored by approximately 9 against Illinois.
Yeah, between 8-9 in that game.
Yep. Yeah, Vegas missed that one.
They did.
I hear you, though, Bill. And I don't want to make Purdue sound like Ohio State.
But right now, they're struggling right now. That's just part of it.
Yeah. Except for Jenkins.
No, Mockaby's a good player,
too. And Mockaby's good, too.
He's a good player. He really is.
Yeah, Mockaby and Reggie Lover combining for 147 rushing yards per game. Their running game has been okay.
Been okay, absolutely.
Yeah.
Agreed.
Yeah, those guys are all right. And the thing is, that's where Nebraska, you wonder about. Now, I don't even wonder about it, okay? Those guys are going to do damage against Nebraska if they play like they did the last two games. I don't wonder about it. Mockaby will run for 100 yards if they play like Nebraska. If Nebraska plays like it did the last two games, Mockaby will run for 100, Love will run for 50, and it'll probably be somewhat tense.
It'd be 150.
Yeah, 150.
Yeah.
They're averaging 147. I've watched Mockaby 2 years. He's good.
He's a good player.
He's physical.
He runs.
He's one of those guys. You keep looking at him going like, yeah, he's okay. He's okay.
Yeah.
And then the game's over and they can grab his stats. Like, huh?
Yeah. 142.
142.
Yeah. That was easy.
Okay. I didn't seem like it.
Physical runner.
Yeah.
Before we get to break, a quick plug for our second segment, sponsored by our friends at Beck's Hybrids. Farmers, we know that volume discounts are a major factor in ordering seed. Oftentimes, discounts are lost buying from multiple brands, but Beck's has the most diverse lineup in the marketplace. Go to beckshybrids.com for a full farm quote. And always remember the three Fs.
What are
faith,
those?
Family, and farming. Beck's Hybrids.
If you're in the farming world and you want to enjoy life at the same time, get on board with Beck's. Because Trevor spent his summer getting his pilot's license.
Oh, my God.
And this...
These guys.
This Saturday, early morning, they are loading up 17 local farmers from Nebraska right there, and they're flying them to Purdue. And they will sit in a box with Sonny on Saturday to watch the Purdue game. Trevor's the one flying the jet. Trevor, out of there, if I'm correct, it's out of the York Airport. They're all meeting up at 6 a.m. They're loading up.
He got his pilot's license.
And Trevor, who has worked all summer behind the scene to get his pilot, he'll be whipping them down, 17 of them, to go, and they're going to sit with Sonny during the game. They're going to talk corn. They're going to talk corn Huskers.
I got to find this box.
Yes.
Yeah,
you got to find this. When you're there, you've got to find this.
Trevor,
I know you're listening. Steve Sipple will be in the box. Steve wants to come down and meet. I want to meet Sonny. I want to meet Sonny.
I want a picture with Sonny. Yeah. You guys got one.
Yeah, make up for technology days. He missed that. Yeah.
Technology. We went. Jake drove out, and I was coming back. Yeah. Yes. And so we met up there, and Jake had two ice cream cones.
Are you kidding me? Trevor got his pilot's license.
That's what he did all summer. I had no idea.
What are we doing with our lives?
Exactly. What are we? Well, remember, we rode in a helicopter. We got back. You and me had to sit in our chairs for 6 hours. You had a Coke right away. I think I did. I had a root beer. And I sat in my chair. We call each other.
We're going right down.
I'm going down. I got to stop and see my wife. I go, I don't know if I can. She was having dinner with some friends. She goes, stop by. I go, I don't know if I can.
No, I need to go home.
I got heat exhaustion. And all I was doing was riding. Yeah. I was just riding.
I got to sit down.
All three of us like going, I'm gonna hurl. I'm gonna throw up.
This is fun, but nobody did.
No, it's not. I'm gonna throw up. As soon as I got my feet back on the ground, is the happiest I've ever been.
Nobody hurled.
Bill got to the exit so fast.
I just got the AC out of my truck. I just hyperventilated. Oh, I'm thinking, what if I had to save lives? Imagine, hey, we're going after them. I'm like, I don't know.
When we come back
to the latrine or
mailbag and song of the day, that's an early break of the ticket.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices. Plus, extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. And up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.